Barbados has just signed a $75 million loan with the Caribbean Development Bank that is somewhat different. Government says that for one thing, it effectively is a vote of confidence in its economic recovery and stabilization program. Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Marsha Cattle, explains more about the significance of this loan.
The significance of this $150 million loan agreement between Barbados and the Caribbean Development Bank signed on Monday is less its size and more its special type, a low-interest policy-based loan. This kind of loan was frankly not an option under the last administration because they could not demonstrate to the international community that they had a credible economic plan. Policy-based loans can be used to support necessary government expenditure, but only on condition that the government can show that it is sticking to a credible mix of sustainable, productive policies. Now, it's important to understand that some kinds of debt are better than others. These kinds of low-interest policy-based loans help us lower our overall debt burden by retiring high-interest debt like the Credit Suisse loan. The government of Barbados ended up paying approximately 12% interest per year on that loan, compared to the less than 5% payable on this loan. These kinds of operations also help us make critical, productive, diverse investments. And in this case, this loan will help us finance the 30 new electric buses, more garbage trucks, and part of the settlement of the external debt restructuring. We spent many months negotiating with the CDB over the unique balance of policies that this policy-based loan would support, namely the government's commitment to invest in people and their capacity to work and earn, at the same time that it is substantially reducing its debt to national income. Increasing social expenditure while lowering debt is an almost unprecedented combination of policies, and it is a far cry from the policy mix that you will find in most other places. It singles out the uniqueness of the Barbados plan and of this policy-based loan. The policy actions which unlock these resources include the recently announced National Training Initiative and JobStart Plus programs, alongside important reforms to improve the business climate, as well as the drop in the debt-to-GDP ratio from 176% in May 2018 to 115% at the end of this year. A lot of effort went into identifying what mix of policy should be encouraged through this facility, and we were able, therefore, to make a convincing argument for its approval on the back of the confidence that the international financial institutions have already shown in the bold steps we have successfully taken to turn this country around to the benefit of Barbadians and those who live here. This final agreement is testament to the outstanding cooperation that we've had between the CDB and ourselves.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Wise financial thinking means you should always consider having these types of savings. Emergency savings. This amount should include monthly expenses for 3 months. This gives you a buffer if you're without income due to downsizing, illness, etc. Or if you have an emergency spend for health care or another unforeseen event. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.